Good morning. We are back just like the farmers' rallies, except today isn't the International Non-Violence Day. That was yesterday, which also happened to be Gandhiji's and Lal Bahadur Shastri's birthday. Prime Minister Modi was trying to clean up the country and Adityanath government was lending a helping hand. The rest, as they say, is epic because history is too factual. Contrary to what one may like to believe, the Prime Minister wasn't inaugurating Deen Dayal Krishi Sinchai Yojana, where he was distributing free water to farmers for irrigation. Rather, it was International Non-Violence Day and lone farmers were fighting off police. So today on 3rd October, we start with the peaceful farmer protest that had to face the government's violence. If you're in Delhi, don't worry, the farmers never meant to disturb you. They just wanted to reach the Kisan Ghat, the memorial of Chaudhary Charan Singh. And as per NDTV, once they were allowed to do so at midnight, the farmers called off the protest. But before we head to that, it wasn't a good 24 hours for Calcutta. Not only was there a crude bomb that was set off killing a child, but now the news coming in is that a fire has broken out at the Calcutta Medical College and Hospital this morning, and about 250 patients have been evacuated with 10 fire engines rushing to the spot. But on to the farmers. The distressed farmers marching for 10 days ran into water cannons and tear gas on the Delhi-Uttar Pradesh border on Tuesday as Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the birth anniversary celebrations of Mahatma Gandhi, who taught the world the power of non-violence, and Lal Bahadur Shastri, who immortalized the Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan slogan. The opposition alleged that the Modi government had managed to unleash the Jawan on the Kisan as an aged farmer holding off 8 policemen with his stick in self-defense became the face of Kisan Kranti Yatra on social media. Several farmers were injured in the police action that took place ahead of key state polls and the general election. 7 policemen were hurt too. Kisan agar Kisan Ghat nahi jayega, to kahan jayega? Is hisab se to hamara ghar lautne ka bhi matlab nahi. If the farmer won't go to the Kisan Ghat, where will he go? By that logic, there is no point for us to return home. This is what one farmer said, while the other one said that Modi became Prime Minister and now we are also on the verge of selling tea. Well, the Delhi government said that it was because of the tractor trolleys that the farmers were stopped and tear gas and water guns targeted them, because the Supreme Court doesn't allow the tractor trolleys into Delhi. And the UP Chief Minister Adityanath was digging into his non-violent side and attacked the farmers. He said, no one is allowed to take law and order into their hands. Well, no one except the right-wing goons flourishing under his shadow and, of course, his administration. But the Chief Minister also added that majority of the demands of the farmers have been met and his government had sanctioned ₹120 crore to build a cow shed to keep stray cows. Seriously, he actually said it. Opposition parties on Tuesday put the blame on the Narendra Modi government for what they described as brutal police action against thousands of farmers marching towards the national capital, with the Congress alleging that the Badshah of Delhi Sultanate was drunk with power. While we are on fake yogi and fake sympathizer being drunk on power, let's go to babas who seem to have done some early calculations that mortals can't have access to. You may not know him as Namdeo Tyagi, but by his scientific name, Computer Baba, the religious leader who had shot into national limelight when he sought permission to land on the bank of River Ganga by a chopper. Well, a day after he relinquished his position as Minister of State in protest against lack of respect for religious leaders by Madhya Pradesh government, the gadget-savvy self-styled godman Computer Baba yesterday began yagna, a holy ritual, to dislodge ruling BJP from power in the state in the year-end assembly elections. MP Chief Minister was unfazed. His Ministry of Cows will take care of any calculations and all the development needed to counter such religious nexus. If on one hand, Computer Baba's tryst with power was limited, at least the issue did not get so ugly as the scene in Puducherry that an event to stop open defecation turned out to be quite a shitty affair. An ugly spat broke out between Puducherry Lieutenant Governor Kiran Bedi and an AIA-DMK lawmaker when the former asked the MLA to leave the stage after he had surpassed his speech time. Well, in a video of the argument shared by news agency ANI, Kiran Bedi can be seen standing face to face with the MLA Amba Lagan and asking him to leave when the lawmaker shouts back at her, asking her to leave instead. Kiran Bedi says the lawmaker wasn't on the schedule to speak, and despite several slips being passed on to him, the MLA did not give up, so she asked for the mics to be turned off. The MLA, who was confronted her earlier also, said, "MLAs aren't respected at all. Everything is conducted in a very undemocratic manner. She should change her attitude. She is the main person standing as a hurdle in way of development here." Talking about hurdles, one thought that a simple verdict from Supreme Court would do the trick and Indians would comply to it. But it's not like demonetization, it is religion. There is no compliance required. While hundreds of Ayyappa devotees, including women, blocked state and national highways in various parts of Kerala, protesting the recent Supreme Court verdict permitting women of all ages to worship at the hill shrine at Sabarimala. The Antarrashtriya Hindu Parishad, International Hindu Organization, an outfit launched by Praveen Togadia after being sidelined from the VHP, was among the outfits which launched the protest. The activists held aloft placards stating that the court was not bigger than Lord Ayyappa and demanded that the state and central government enact suitable legislation to maintain the age-old ban. Well, in this case, thankfully, the police did not use any water cannons or tear gas, but this is Kerala and not UP or Tamil Nadu. And on to international news. Well, remember the Facebook hack last week that compromised at least 50 million accounts? Well, it's worse than what you think. Jason Polakis, an assistant professor of computer science at the University of Illinois at Chicago, recently co-authored a paper on vulnerabilities in single sign-on or the SSO systems, similar to the one used by Facebook and a lot of other sites as well. Polakis says the token breach affects far more than Facebook. It's a potential backdoor to thousands of third-party apps and websites. From a security standpoint, using Facebook or any other social media app to log into other services is not a smart thing to do. And on to football and the latest results from Champions League. Real Madrid slumped to a shock 1-0 defeat at CSKA Moscow in their Champions League Group G tie after falling behind inside 2 minutes. And Roma thrashed Victoria Plzen 5-0 with Dzeko scoring a hat-trick. Manchester United's group rivals Juventus had little trouble against young boys in Turin. Paulo Dybala scored a hat-trick as Juve, missing Cristiano Ronaldo through suspension, continued their perfect start to the season. Lyon came from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 at home against Shakhtar Donetsk, but it was Ajax that battled to a 1-1 draw at Bayern Munich to keep themselves ahead of the Germans at the top of Group E on goal difference. And Benfica overcame the dismissal of defender Ruben Dias at the end of the first half to win a 3-2 at AEK Athens. And before you start your day and we bid adieu, it was International Nonviolence Day yesterday, and Italian police were blasting a bag suspected of holding bombs at the airport in Rome, with travelers only 10 meters away, just to find, to their amazement and thankfully, that it was just coconuts all along. When life give you a bag of coconuts, you blast it like the Italians. Have a wonderful day ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.